We begin today with the Perikot Tishi, the ninth chapter in the laws pertaining to Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. And of course, these last few chapters are dealing with the laws pertaining to Sefer Torah. And this Perikot Tishi is moving towards the end of that section. Halacha Aleph, Ein Osim Sefer Torah. We do not make a Sefer Torah. Le'yarkoi Yoser Ha'ikefe. Neither with its length. Meaning the length, looking when you look at the Sefer Torah, you're looking at the height of it, the height of the sheet, or the height of the, if you imagine it rolled up together from the top to the bottom, all right? That is what we call orkai, its length. You do not make it with its length more than al-hekefe, than its circumference. If you imagine all the Sefer Torah not rolled on two rollers, but all rolled together into one scroll, the circumference of that scroll, if you take a thread and wrap it around the scroll and measure the length of that thread, it should equal the length, the height, in other words, of the Sefer Torah. When you do not make it v'lo hekefa yeser al orka, neither do we make the circumference more than the length. But the two measurements should be equal. V'kamahu orka, and how long should be the length? Bigvil, if you're making it out of a whole height parchment, shishot tefachim, approximately 6 handbreadths, which are, in our measurement, to approximately 24 inches. Which, interestingly enough, is a shehem arbo of esem etzbois, which are 24 finger breadths, bereichev hagudel sheyad, measured using the width of the thumb as a measure, which, as you see, is an inch, very close to an inch. Or biklaf, and if it's you're dealing with outer skin parchment, oipachas ayos, it'll be a little more or a little less. But even there, if the height works out a little less than 6 tefachim, then the circumference should be likewise less, so that the height and the circumference are equal. And they likewise, if you made it from outer skin parchment, from whole height parchment, from gvil, and he made it less than 6 tefachim, and he made the writing, the script, smaller, yiter al shisha, or he made the scroll taller than 6 tefachim, a hirchiv biksav, and he made the script longer, wider, so that the height remained the same as the circumference. Harezim k'mitzvah. This is in the way it should be done properly. Halacha beis shir hagilya in milamato, the measurement of the margin below, that is to say below the script of the Sefer Torah until the edge of the parchment, arboa its boys 4 finger breadths lamailo, and on top from the edge from the top edge of the writing, from the beginning of the writing to the top edge of the parchment, shalosh its boys 3 finger breadths, ubein daf ladaf, and between one column and another shtei its boys there should be 2 finger breadths. Distance, which approximately 2 inches. Lefikach defo tzorach shianiach b'tchilas kol yiriyo ubeseifa. You have to leave at the beginning of every sheet. A sheet now, he's going to talk about yiriyos. Remember now, the yiriyos are sheets of parchment which are sewn together and together constitute the Sefer Torah. So at the beginning of each sheet, which has to be, you have to leave an edge, ubeseifa, and at its end, you have to leave roichab etzba, a breadth of one finger. Breadth of one finger, ukidei tefira, and in addition to that, a sufficient margin to allow the stitching, so that it will come out, kashi yitfer had yuria, when you will sew up the sheet to the next sheet, yia bein kol daf daf, b'chol ha-sefer kula, they will be between each column and the next column, but in the whole Sefer Torah, shtei etzbois, a space of 2 finger breadths. V'yaniach min ha'ori b'tchilas ha-sefer b'sefer, you should also leave extra parchment at the beginning of the Sefer Torah and at its end, kedei ligloil al ha'amud, in order to roll it onto the wooden stick which is used as the handle. V'chol ha-shiurim ha'elu l'mitzvah, all of these measurements that I have just given, they are for the mitzvah of it. V'mchiser o'yhoise le'pisel, if however, if he made more or he made less and didn't keep these measurements, he did not invalidate, you do not invalidate therewith the Sefer Torah. Halacha gimel, keter yiskav adam, how should a person plan achayase ha-sefer so that the Sefer Torah should come out, sheyia orkei kehekefe, that its height, its length should be as its circumference. And he says as follows, maschil merabeh ha-eres b'shove, first thing to do is to square up, make rectangular the sheets of skin that you have, v'oisa reichet kol oir mehem, and you should make the width of each piece of leather, of each parchment, shisha tfochim, 6 handbreadths wide, ketzef echad achol echad, it should be a one measurement to each of them. In other words, six handbreadths are talking about which will form the height of the Sefer Torah from top to bottom. or if now that you're laying the sheet down on the table and preparing to write, it will be the length of your page. Okay? And then you roll up the all these skins, all these parchments equally. And you make out of them one bundle, one circular bundle, mahudik yofa yofa, tightly rolled, very tightly. Omosif ba'eris, and then you add more skins, a mahadik, and tie it similarly tightly. Ad sheyase hekif akrach sheshav tvachim, until you have a circumference of a total of six tvachim. Shurochav, six handbreadths. Shurochav ba'er, which is the breadth of the leather. Omosif b'chut shel shani, and you measure with a linen thread. Sheyakifu al akrach, which you bind around this big bundle. Which is your master roll, which you are later going to sew together. But right now, this is the way you start. Halacha dalad v'yachakach, and then afterwards yasekone shava. You should make yourself a yardstick or a measuring rule. Yiyeh orka arboy mechamisha metzbois. It should be about 40 or 50 inches or finger breadths long. V'yachalek etzba mehem bekone, and one of the finger breadths at least on the rule you should divide l'shnayim into two, l'shloshol arboy chalokim into two, and into three and four divisions. Kadesha yeda by another, you should know with it shir chatzi etzba. You should be able to measure a half a finger breadth, a revia etzba, and a quarter finger breadth. Ukiyetsa bazeh hachelik, and other similar divisions. But yimdoid kol oyer bekonezu, and should measure each of the sheets of skin that you have with this measuring rule. Achiyeda kama etzbois yesh b'chol oyer, so that you know how many finger breadths there are in the width of each skin. Achiyeda kama etzbois b'erech kol akrach, so that you know how many finger breadths there are in the entire bundle. In other words, you will now know the length of the entire Sefer Torah once it will be sewn up. Hey, halacha hey, law number five. V'yachakach on the naptos lakeach oeres acheres, that you then take other skins, other leathers, parchments, shnayim b'shleisha, two or three, livdeik behem, to experiment with them and to examine shirak sav, the measurement of the writing. How you should apportion your writing, how big or small to write the letters. The kosev behem daf echad, and you write one column as a sample. The dover yadua, it is well known, sha'erech adaf, that the length of a column shvayesrei etzbos is 17 finger breadths. The fishu meniach giloy and lemaila shalosh, because you leave the above a margin, as we mentioned, three, or lamata arbain, at the bottom you leave a margin of four finger breadths. And you have a total of 24, so you have left, of course, 17. Aval reichav hadaf, but you don't know the width of a column, because hulufi aksav, because that is in accordance with the writing. Im dako im ovo, depending whether the writing is thin or thick, thin letters or thick letters. V'chein mania minin ashita shebedaf, and so also the number of lines in a column, yovoyo lufi aksav, that will be in accordance with the writing. V'fisha bein shita v'shita kimulay shita, because between each line you have to leave a blank space of a line, as we mentioned earlier. Halacha vav, law number six. V'achash akosav hadaf shebeidik bay, and after you wrote your sample page, which you're using as examination, afi ma sheyirtze, in the way you want to write, yomud, you should then measure rechav hadaf, the width of the column that has come out, be'etzbois, in using finger breadths as your measurement, be'etzbois hakone, using the finger breadths of the rule that you've made, ve'yosef al rechav hadaf shtei etzbois, and you have to add to that column two finger breadths, shebein daf v'daf, which there has to be between each and every column, ve'yachshev kama dafin yovei yubikrach, and then you calculate how many columns will work out in the bundle, shegolal, which you have rolled up, meyosei haksav shebotavei, using the writing that you have done as a sample column. Then you will know the exact count, the reckoning of the total number of columns. And then you'll see how much of the entire Torah you have written on this sample column. And you can estimate according to the book of the Torah, which you are writing from it. And you then make a calculation. If you will be able to write the entire Torah according to the number of the columns, from this writing, from this kind of handwriting that you have written in the sample, or you've written a certain kind of handwriting that you like, that you find pleasant, the letters are certain thickness, and then you, if your calculation shows you that you will be able to get all the entire Torah written in this number, within the a number of columns in accordance to the number of sheets of parchment that you have lined up, so that their circumference should be correct, mutav, then it is good. But if your calculation shows shehadafim yosim in ha-Torah, that the columns will come out to be more than is necessary to write the entire Torah, yachid b'ksav, then you should make your handwriting a little longer, to the letters a little longer, ad sheyismayit min yadafim, so that you have less columns because you're using up more. But yivdoik b'daf acher, and then you calculate, you write it over, do another sample column and see if it works out. But if on the other hand your calculation shows shatorah yeter min hadafim, that you have to copy is too much textual writing, too much more than you will be able to fit into the columns. You might have something, you have to write smaller, actually yard b'minyan hadafim, so that there will be more columns available. And you write one sample column after another until you get it exactly right, until the calculation shows that you will have exactly enough room in the skins that you have gathered together with the right circumference. Because since you know the width of each column, the shiur aksav and the dimensions, the height and so forth, and the width of the writing, maskel ba'osei krach, beginning with that bundle. Halacha Zayin, law number 7. Umachalek kol oir va'oir. Now you divide each and every skin, each and every sheet of parchment, dapin into columns, besirtut, with ruling. I mentioned the ruling does not have the kind of ruling we have today where there is a color to it, but the lines were ruled with a steel point. It's a colorless, light scoring into the parchment. Kefi reichav hadaf, in accordance with the breadth, the width of the column, shebodak boy, which you have examined, ba'ala b'cheshmen, and has come out according to your calculation as to how wide your column has to be. Your calculation may have shown that your column should be 5 finger breadths wide, 6 finger breadths wide, 7 finger breadths wide, whatever it may be, whatever you've calculated. And then now you rule up all the manuscripts, sheets that you have according to that calculation. When there will be left on the parchment, shalashetz bois, 3 finger breadths, say arbo, or 4 finger breadths, yosa al hadaf ho achreino shel b'yirin, more over the last column that you have in the sheet of parchment, yaniach imen roichav etzba, then you just all you do is leave a finger breadths width after the at the end of the last column. Towards the at the end of the last column of the sheet, the ukadei tefira, and another amount of space to allow for the stitching. The yokutz ashar, cut the rest off. You just trim the rest off. Val yochush, and don't worry about it. That now that you're trimming, in other words, this may ruin the calculation of the circumference. It won't. Shabacharena, because at the end yitosef oiris acheris, you will obviously have to add more sheets al hakrach onto the bundle shegolal, which you rolled initially to measure, keneged kol ha-tosfei shekotzeitz, which you'll have to add as many sheets as will make up for all the trimmings that you've cut off, mikol oir v'oir, from every sheet of parchment. You don't have to recalculate this. She'aksav moshchei lefi minyan hadafim, because it is the writing which will determine the number of columns, not the amount of parchment that's there. So you don't have to worry. Once you've made your initial calculation, just go ahead and write and trim off. In other words, you find that, let's say, for example, your columns are, say, 5 finger breadths wide, and here you are at the end of a sheet, and there's only 4 finger breadths left. You don't have enough place to put an extra column in there. Well, all you do is leave 1 or 2 finger breadths, 1 finger breadth for the width, and then again, as much space as you know is needed for the stitching. I believe it's something like 1/2 finger breadth, about 1/2 inch, and then you just cut off the rest. Halacha Ches, law number 8. Chen rotz lasetz reichav ha-sefer yosef b'shisha, and the same thing would apply to someone who wants to make the breadth of the sefer Torah more than 6 hand breadths. Oipogas b'shisha, he wants to make it less than 6 hand breadths. Ala derech hazeh u'machashev, he calculates in the same manner. V'yetzei arkei kehekefei, and the height of the sefer Torah will come out the same as the circumference, below pockets below yosef, without more or less. Vehush la yitei pecheshem, provided of course that he didn't make a mistake in his calculations. Halacha Tes, law number 9, where we were. The rechev hagudlo omer b'chol hashiurim, or edel, the width of the thumb that is mentioned here in all these measurements of Bashashi Uri HaTerah Kula, and in all other measurements of the Torah where that measure is used, who etz baha benani, this is the average finger what we're talking about. And I have already examined carefully its measurement, and I found it to be Reichav Sheva Sa'ayreis Beinaniyais, the width of 7 barley corns, average ones, Zubatzad Zubadechik, laid up one next to each other, touching each other tightly. The Hein Ka'erach Shteis Sa'ayreis Berevach, or that which is approximately the same as the length of 2 barley corns end on end, with a plus a little bit. B'chol tefach ha'omur, b'chol mokeh, and every hand breadth that is mentioned everywhere, tefach, hu arba etz bo'ais mizu, is 4 finger breadths of these thumb finger breadths we mentioned. B'chol amur, and every cubit that we mentioned, is shisha, tefachin, 6 hand breadths. Halacha yud, law number 10. Sefer Torah shekosafti ani, the Sefer Torah that I mentioned earlier, says Maimonides. Maimonides is now saying this. Rambam says that the Sefer Torah that I wrote, that the Rambam wrote, Reichav kol daf v'daf v'dapov, the width of every column of its columns, arba etzboyes, was 4 finger breadths. The Shiras Hayom, the Shiras Hazino, and the Song of the Dead Sea, and the Song of the Red Sea, I beg your pardon, and the Song of Hazino, Reichav kol daf mishtehem, the width of every column of those two special songs, shesh etzboyes, was 6 finger breadths. Ominin hashitin shebechol daf v'daf, and the number of lines which were in each column, achas v'chamishim, 51 lines. Ominin hadafim shel kol ha-sefer, and the total number of columns of the entire Sefer Torah which I wrote, says the Rambam, mosayim v'shisha v'esrim daf, 226 columns. V'oirech kol ha-sefer, and the total length of the entire Sefer Torah, elef v'shlosh meyos v'shishim v'shesh etzbois, 1,366 finger breadths, bekiruv, very close to that measurement. Yud Aleph, Eilu Hashesh Etzboyes Hayeseris Becheshbain, these 6 finger breadths which are left over in the calculation, Legilayin, are used for the margin Shebetchilas HaSefer, which is at the beginning of the Sefer Torah, the Sefer, and at its end. The Ha'oreis Shekosavnu Behem, Oris Elim, and the parchment that I used to write from were the parchment skins of ram skins. Or bizman shetirtze lichter api amidos ha'elo, and if you will want to write the Sefer Torah according to the measurements which I use for my Sefer Torah, I korov lehem ma'at, or close to them a little, hein chosid daf echad eshnayim eshloisha, whether missing, whether, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 columns less, or yeser, daf eshnayim eshloisha, or by 1 or 2 or 3 columns more, lo tiyageya, you will not have to toil, the lo tiyageya lecheshmen, you won't have to make any calculation, elo miyad yoveh lecha orkei kekefeh, but if you will follow the exact measurements that I use for my Sefer Torah, I've already worked out the calculations, did all the experimentation for you, says the Rambam, and it will work out that the height of the Sefer Torah will be the same as its circumference. Halacha Yud Beis, law number 12. Ein oisim biyuriyah, you do not make in a sheet of parchment, pachos mishloishim dafim, mishloisha dafim, beg your pardon, less than 3 columns, v'lo yeser al shmoina dafim, nor more than 8 columns. Nizdam lele yuriyah bas tisha dafim, what happens if you had an exceptionally long sheet of skin, an exceptionally long parchment, a very fat animal, and it works out that you could put in 9 columns, chaylik oisa, then you split it, you cut it in half, arbo lekan v'chamish lekan, 4 on one sheet and 5 on the other. Bamed varem amurim, when does this apply? Betchilas ha-sefer, at the beginning of the Sefer Torah, or be'emtza, or at the middle of the Sefer Torah. I will be sefer, but at the very end of the Sefer Torah, afilu posuk echad, bedaf echad, even if there is but one verse on one column left, oisim oise daf levada, you make it a separate column. If that worked out at the end, in other words, you make it a separate column. You do not write it on this extra long parchment that you have, but you cut it off. You make it a separate column, a tofer moseim shaha yirias, and you sew it up, stitch it up with the rest of the skins of the parchments. Halacha yud gimel, look, you tofer my yirias, and when you sew together the skins, ain't tofer moseim ela beginim shel behema aichaya tohera. You only use the sinews of a kosher or domesticated or wild animal. And even from the, however, from the carrion, from the carcasses of those animals. Just like you sew up tefillin. And this is a halacha which originates from Moshe from Mount Sinai. Lefika zeh from top from shaloi beginning. If you sew them up with something other than sinews, or begin the behemoth tmeya, or using the sinews of a non-kosher animal, puzzle, it is invalid. Actually, yatira, until you have to cut the stitching, the yachzer v'yitfer kahalacha, and you will have to go back and stitch them according to the halacha. Halacha yudalid, law number 14, kishetefim kol ha-yuriyah, is when you sew together all the skins, ayitefim kol yuriyah kula, you do not sew up the stitching along the entire sheet, mitchilos of atzefa, from top to bottom. You don't put a stitch all the way down to the very last millimeter of the manuscript. But you leave a little bit on top and a little bit on the bottom without a stitch, in order that the sheet of parchment should not tear in its middle when you roll it. In other words, if too much pressure is put, you have the pressure release points of the stitching, so that the stitching should start to tear rather than the middle of the sheet, which would be disastrous because it would tear right through the letters. For isolation, amudim shalait, and you make two poles of wood, one at the beginning of the sefer Torah, one at its end. The tefer ha'oyer sheshir, and you sew up, you stitch the leather, the parchment that you have left over b'tchilase at the beginning of the sefer Torah, b'sayf, and at the end of the sefer Torah, al ha'amudim, you sew them onto the wooden columns, beginning again with sinews, kadeshi ha'niv niglal aleim, in order that it should be rolled upon the poles. The yarchik ben ha'amudim b'aksav shebedafin, you should make a distance between the wooden pole and the writing which is which is in the column. Halacha tesvav, the final halacha, law number 15, Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah shenikra by yiria, that a sheet of it became torn, but teich shtei shitas, it tore into two lines of writing. Yitfer, you can sew it up, but teich shalesh, if it tore into three lines of writing, you can no longer sew it up. Bamed varamamurim, when does this apply? By Yoshan, in an old Sefer Torah, shein apzei niker, where the treatment, the dressing of the gall liquid, the sort of the dressing on this is no longer recognizable. It's already worn off. But if you can tell on the whole hide parchment that it still has the gall liquid treatment, then it's strong enough to take it. Then you can sew it up. Even if it is a tear, a rip that tears into three lines of writing. The chain bein kol daf of the daf, the same thing applies, that you can always sew up between one column and another if it tore between one column and another, or bein teva le teva, and or if it tore in between one word and another yitfer, you can sew it up. The chol akroyim, and all these tears in tefim reisam, we do not sew them up, that'll be gidim, only with sinews, she tefim bahem hayariya zulazu, with the same kind that you use to sew the sheets one to another. Or b'chol ha'kroim, and in all the tears, you should be very careful, that there should not be missing as a result of the tearing either one letter, nor that the shape of a letter should be changed or altered. And that brings to an end Perik Tishi, the ninth chapter of the Laws of the Sefer Torah.